And it, to meet the governor's number, you had to have these extra, or the reductions. Why are you taking them all in prosecution instead of taking some of them in legal services?
Again, to the best of my knowledge, we're not taking them all out of prosecution and none out of legal services. There are concomitant reductions in the civil division.
Okay, that's not my memory. That's the same issue that I was remembering from before. Pretty sure there's a disparity there between what's coming out of prosecution and what's going into legal services, or rather not coming out of legal services.
There's, Mr. Chairman, Representative Brown, there is an increase in our budget request for additional positions in the Attorney General's office and in our regulations section. I will get you the detail on that.
Fund source change and option one. Can we talk about doing that?
Well, we talked about a fund source change that wouldn't fully cover, but would cover most.
What are we going to shift it to?
We were going back and look at those portions of the various suits that had taken place prior to 1990. And it was the subcommittee's recommendation that if we consider that roughly $5.6 million as identified by the Department of Law, that we do that over a period of 3 years and we'd use about $1.875 to help offset the reduction requests for this year.
That is motion.
If you're ready for a motion on that, I would make that we go to page, well, I call it 3 of 3, where we had options 1, options 2, and options 3. And option 1 was the subcommittee's recommendation to fund $1,875,600 of that $5.629 million to help offset the reduction increments for fiscal year 93.
Representative Ulmer.
I would just like to ask both the Department of Law and OMB on the record whether or not they agree that that is an appropriate expenditure.
From the department's perspective, Mr. Chairman, Representative Ulmer, it is appropriate.
OMB?
You all agree.
Okay. Good answer, Shelby.
And Mr. Chairman, if this motion would pass, then it would be my request that we go back and review the options 1, 2, and 3 on page 1 and come up with some proportionate share in regards to mitigating those reductions.
Representative Brown?
I wasn't trying to be recognized. I was just trying to pass them out to Representative Brown.
Okay. Well, I guess you're moving
option 1.
Option 1. Is there objection?
Well, yeah. And I have a question. I'm trying to follow what's going on here. am I to understand that what you're recommending is no reductions in the Department of Law, that we simply switch a funding source over to the permanent fund?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Barnes, that's partially true. The Department of Law, we were looking at a $2 million reduction, and this would change approximately $1,875,000 of that. So it would still be roughly, we would have to come back with recommendations where we're going to cut the balance from what our requested target was.
I think actually that what we ought to do is just have the, if we're going to do this, we ought to just have the Permanent Fund Corporation pay the general fund or the earnings reserve fund, one or the other, this cost, and not try to call it a fund source change.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I have a serious problem with the Department of Law not taking any reductions. The reason being, the last time I counted, I had 181 attorneys, and this is, doesn't include all the RSA attorneys that they have floating around. So I feel very strongly that with all the contracts that they have let for public attorneys, plus all the ones they have in-house, that they ought to be able to take some kind of a reduction.
We can cut attorneys in the Department of Law. I know that this is the Attorney General's position, and that is that we can have the expertise in-house or we can hire it. And if you hire it, it costs you significantly more.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it's my position that all these other departments are having to take cuts, and none of their commissioners are in the case. They have an Attorney General in one office, they have commissioners in the others. They're not particularly happy about the cuts they're having to take either. And I feel that the Department of Law needs to take their fair share.
Okay. Make a motion.
There is no motion.
Well, there's a couple of reductions on page one that were not moved.
Mr. Chairman, I would agree with you when you stated that we would have from the permanent fund earnings those dollars basically to the general fund and then do it that way instead of a funding shift.
Representative Barnes.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the reduction of $2,133,500 for the Department of Law. All of it.
Motion to accept the reductions on page one. Is there objection? There is objection. Discussion? Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Brown?
Yes.
Representative Jackal?
No.
Representative Copenin?
No.
Representative Larson?
No.
Representative Phillips?
Yes.
Representative Sharp?
Yes.
Representative Ulmer?
No.
Representative Boyer?
No.
Representative Barnes?
Yes.
Representative Navarre?
No.
Representative McLean?
Yes.
5-3-6 nay.
Let's move on.
Okay.
So is it my understanding then that there is no reduction in the Department of Law?
Correct.
And there's not going to be any reduction in the Department of Law?
Well, there's no reduction at this time off the subcommittee options. Tomorrow we'll consider amendments to all the departments.
Mr. Chairman, you and I both know that there is no way for us to come up with enough amendments for the target figure for this department to be reached. I think it stinks. I think this department, along with all the other departments, has to have their fair share of cuts.
What's, Mr. Chairman, I guess I don't understand. It's our review and our interest in not making a reduction, and there's nothing that has to be fair about any of it. You can have higher or lower priorities for reduction, and that's what this exercise is all about. It isn't a fairness exercise we're going through.
Oh, wait a minute, Mark.
It isn't. I mean, this is a prioritization process, not a fairness process.
Mr. Chairman?
Not really.
Then I no longer feel like I have to look at anything being done fairly in this committee. If one department doesn't have to take any cuts, then why in the hell should the rest of them have to take any? We only had a target figure of $110 million that we are a long ways away from.
Mr. Chairman, maybe I can help clarify things. The way I took the motion... is that the answer before I...
No, she's saying no to the mail.
I took the motion to be that we were not at this time willing to accept options 1, 2, and 3. Okay. That what we're kind of requesting is that we look at an alternate funding source and also come back then with the reductions that would be necessary. And it doesn't mean that there couldn't be other reductions, because the alternate funding source is less than what the target was. So there will have to be some reductions, but we need more time to evaluate what they will be to bring them back tomorrow.
Yeah, I just want to say the reason that I don't support the motion, first of all, in the Attorney General's office and the prosecutor's office in Kenai, they are already turning down misdemeanor cases. They're not prosecuting them because they don't have enough personnel there. Representative Barnes.
Can I suggest that they move somewhere they're overstaffed to Kenai? And let me just say right now here for the record, unless this component is treated just like all the rest, you will never get a vote from me to spend one dime of the permanent fund earnings on this department.
Well, Representative Barnes, we have a lot more work to do. I wish you'd stay.
Oh, you bet.
Anybody else want to offer an amendment to the Department of Law? Representative Sharp.
Just for discussion purposes, we have not taken any action on the proposal to dip into the permanent fund for up to $5.6 million over a three-year period.
Correct.
We're going to reserve that judgment for later.
We haven't done that yet.
We have problems there, guys.
And that goes back to 1983, these costs. The way we're looking clear back to there is how desperate we are. Okay.
I think we've got 85, I think.
Huh? Yeah, Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Yeah.
I think we've done everything but the formula program there.
What's the tab number?
On tab number
K.
K. Tab number L, Department of Natural Resources. I think we're finished with them also.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Ulmer.
On Natural Resources, just one question on the first page, the first item under Forestry Resource Management, $300,000. I put a little note on it saying that we had a question mark on it.
We went through it.
We went through it.
Okay, you did not take it.
We did take it.
You did take it. Okay. Thank you.
What about the statewide mineral survey?
That we left. We didn't take that.
Department of Public Safety.
I just point out the percentages of reduction for Department of Natural Resources. Probably as high as any we're going to see here, compared to zero so far for some of the others. And
pure GF, it's about 15%.
Yeah. What's that?
A pure general fund is about 15%.
Yeah. I'm saying compared to other departments.
Yeah. Representative Ulmer.
Mr. Chairman, though, I think it is important to look, Representative Sharp, that there are a number of program receipts, you know, general fund. We're shifting funding on a number of them, which makes it a little different. So I think we need to look at, you know, recalculate based on that.
Program receipts based on increased fees, is that what you're saying?
Right. Which means it's not a cut in the sense of doing away with the service, but it's just a tax point.
Increase. Yeah.
Okay, Department of Public Safety. On number 8, it's under tab M, Department of Public Safety, page 2, option number 8. I'm going to move a $300,000 reduction number of the 1.8.
Okay.
that make it 1.596?
No, the total reduction, I made the motion yesterday, and that motion failed for the 1.8. I would make a motion to reduce, to take a reduction of 300,000, which would...
1.5.
It would... It would only take out 300,000. That reduction would be reduced to a $300,000 reduction.
Oh, okay.
That's the motion. Is there a discussion?
What would it do? What's the impact?
Well, the impact would be about one-sixth of what it says here, so probably reduce three positions. My guess, three positions. Is there objection?
Object.
There is objection. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Jacko?
No.
Representative Kopanen?
State troopers.
No.
Representative Larson?
Yes.
Representative Phillips? Representative Sharp?
No.
Fine.
No.
I didn't say a word. I'll pass.
Representative Sharp?
No.
Representative Ulmer?
No.
Representative Boyer?
No.
Representative Barr?
No.
Representative Brown?
No.
Representative McLean?
No.
Representative Navarre?
Yes.
Representative Phillips?
No.
Two yay, nine nay.
This was worse than yesterday. Okay, I think we're done with public safety. Department of Revenue.
We did receive a proposal back from the Department of Revenue on a new number reduction for the ABC board that I think has been passed out to members. But essentially what they do is rather than eliminate the investigator function, they counterpropose the elimination of two investigators and the document processing clerk and a clerk typist, and then associated cost of those positions. So rather than a 347.3 reduction, they would propose, or their proposal came back, 246.4.
I don't have
what number was that again?
It was on it's tab N, and it's number two. ABC.
Number two.
And that's, Mr. Chairman, just to refresh people's memory, the discussion yesterday had to do with whether or not you would totally eliminate their investigator function. I'd asked if they would come back with a realigned approach that didn't eliminate the total investigatory powers or ability of the ABC board. And so they've come back with what I think is a more appropriate proposal.
Chairman, I don't have this information.
I don't have this information.
No.
No.
Okay, we'll make it available for it before we move.
Okay, let's move on to any other items on that page.
Looks like this right here.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We accepted two, is that correct?
Yeah.
No, we accepted number one.
Yeah, we haven't accepted number two.
1A and 1B.
Yeah, right.
There's also number five.
We're back in the
Number six.
Six.
Yeah. Except number six.
Number five is put on hold.
Right. That's the only debt manager that we have in the state.
Tom Tan. Yeah.
He does all of the debt data gathering and reporting. Right. Does anyone want to make a motion on that? Okay, item number seven. We discussed that. And I'm not sure if it's going to save any money or cost us money.
How are they going to save the money? And how, if they privatize it, presumably the person's handling it will have to fund the program somehow, and they may end up taking the money cumulatively.
Yeah.
I don't see that.
Why we didn't act on it? Number nine, I'd like to move a reduction on number nine, $150,000 unallocated reduction to income and excise audit. rather than 772, it'd just be 150?
Object.
There is objection. Representative Brown.
Mr. Chairman, I've felt for some time that our tax collection efforts weren't as fair as they should be, because there are some areas that even now, at this level of funding, we just don't bother to collect. And I got a letter here somewhere in this pile of paper saying that the mining license tax, for example, there is virtually no effort made to collect that tax beyond just absolutely what's turned in voluntarily. And I think to further take away the ability to collect these smaller taxes is a mistake. And I believe these people that you're proposing to eliminate more than pay for themselves. This is a revenue generating division, even though it's not generating as much as the oil and gas auditors. It's certainly generating money, and I don't think we save any money by making this reduction.
No. I'll withdraw the motion. I'll handle it as an amendment if I choose to do it. Commissioner.
That was a good motion. I'll vote for that one.
Which one is that now?
Mr. Chairman, on that page 2, number 11, we had discussed last night, and since that time, I can't find the letter right now, but that was the child support enforcement, the transaction fee of some amount, whether it be $5 or $25. And the letter we basically got from the department said that after review, well, here it is. Well, what it says is after review, this isn't a good idea.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so on the ABC, Representative Boyer.
Mr. Chairman, I think that while you still have, under the proposal that's now before everyone, you still would lose two active or filled investigator positions and then take the vacant position for investigator in Juneau, that you still would leave net two positions in the ABC dedicated to investigations. And I think we should have an investigator ability within the ABC. So this is a much better reduction. It still would mean a reduction of 246.4. And so I would move this in the alternative to the proposed 347.3.
Okay, so it would leave the... Okay. Is there objections? Okay, without objection, the amount of 246.4 is accepted. Okay, I think we're done with the Department of Revenue. Department of Transportation, we're finished with. Yeah, we tried just about every motion.
We moved through a bunch of them.
What's happened?
Yeah. There were no other motions offered on any of the items yesterday. I'm willing to consider motions if somebody wants to make some.
Can we do the client?
I have my licks.
We talked about them when they said that the companies are so fragile.
Yeah. That you don't want to do it. That's what they said.
Yeah, it took 2.5 million dollars.
Maintenance. This highways and aviation maintenance operation.
If they can't
do it, we took that.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
We did it on the first one for highway.
Cool.
We did it on 9 and 10.
Yeah. So what's this? Is this a duplicate?
Oh, that is completely eliminated. And we're not going to do that.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
We never discussed
so you
14.
By half. That's what you did.
Yeah. We took that. We took a reduction of $1.5 million in maintenance.
Why? Well, I have a question.
Okay.
Is there anybody from the Department of Transportation?
No, but which one are you on? 32?
32 and 33.
Okay, I can tell you what it means.
Okay.
It would mean if you took those, it would mean complete elimination of any road maintenance.
That's
currently being done on Category 3 roads in both organized and unorganized areas.
So how does this work that there's $4 million here and $1.4 million here, and then in the reduction at number 9, it's not by half, but it's by $1.5 million, and then this number 10 is by half?
Because, well, actually, 32 would still leave $1,200 a mile in the unorganized areas. In the organized government units, it would completely eliminate it.
And what is the amount then that it would reduce by? Is it $1,200 or what?
No. On number 8, or number 9, if you go back to number 9, what number 9 reflects is a reduction from $4,000 a mile to $2,500 a mile in maintenance. Same thing in number 10. It reduces it from $4,000 a mile to $10,000 a mile. If you go back to number 32, it would reduce it then from $2,500 a mile to zero in number 32. And in 33, it would reduce it from $2,500 a mile to $1,200 a mile. We don't want to do that. There'd be no road maintenance. Are there further motions for Department of Transportation? Not, we'll move on. 2, university. We're finished with the university until amendments. The next one is the court system. We're finished with the court system. Office of the Governor. Finished with Representative Ulmer.
We held open something on the Office of the Governor, which I think it's okay to close out. Item number 5, the Sentencing Commission, I had a question about that before, because unlike the note which says it expires 193, it expires June of 93. But I have checked the number, and I believe that this roughly 20% reduction is acceptable, and it will probably mean that the commission will cease to meet, you know, March or so of next year. But we should probably just change the note, because it's not accurate.
Right.
Okay, so you
we'll
could,
change the note.
Yeah, change the note.
To just reduction in commission.
Yeah.
How about the commission on the natives? 6.
Yeah, we had that flag.
So are there objections to accepting number 5? Without objection, number 5 is accepted. Number 6 was held open. Is there a motion on it? Lacking a motion, we are finished. Except
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Ulmer.
I'm sorry, I just checked with your staff, and what we need to remain is 193. In the Sentencing Commission's budget. It has a total budget of 224. If you took out the 193, it would mean, for all practical purposes, that the Sentencing Commission would only function for about 1 month into the fiscal year. So my apologies. Instead of 193, it should be
31.
31?
Yeah.
A reduction of 31, which is about, I guess, about a 20% reduction in the commission.
Okay. Motion is to accept a reduction of 31 rather than 193.
I object.
Okay, there's objection. Anyone want to elaborate on the Sentencing Commission?
I feel that they've been working for quite a few years now, that with the money that they've got remaining, they ought to be able to wind down their duties.
Mr. Chairman, we did create it. I'm trying to remember what the date was, but I believe it was a year and I think it was the end of 1989 or 90.
89, I believe.
It was the last year of the Cooper administration, if anybody can remember exactly when that was. At any rate, the expiration date, what was that? 1990.
Yeah.
1990. June of 1990, and it is set to expire in June of 1993. So that it was given that period of time, and so statutorily it exists throughout 1993. And there is a long list of things which the commission has decided to work on, which hopefully fits into a lot of the intermediate sanctions work which we have been discussing, both in terms of day fines, intermediate sanctions that are least less costly alternatives to traditional incarceration. And it's a judgment call on the part of the legislature, but I think the long-term savings that can result from that work certainly justify the expenditure.
Representative Sharp.
Has the budget been close to $200,000 a year for the last 3 years for this? Does anyone know? I mean, have we got $600,000 tied up in this so far?
I'd have to ask your staff. I don't know what the
600
would
actually be a lot more than that. I got to agree with Representative Barnes. I would think, I would hope that if it's expiring in another year or so, that the activity is slowing down and they're getting down to the results and recommendation stage instead of still out there churning away at $200,000 a year rate.
Representative Brown.
Wondering, didn't this commission already make recommendations? And wasn't one of their recommendations that we didn't want to change our method, our general approach to presumptive sentencing and going to certain intermediate sanctions? I'm just wondering, what more are we going to get out of it from another year of work? They've kind of done their thing. Are we really going to get, you know, $200,000 worth of stuff out of it in the last year?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure that I can tell you what work will come out of it. I could easily give to you within about a half an hour, we can get them to fax it from the Anchorage office, the work plan for the next fiscal year. There were a number of recommendations that were made to the legislature at the beginning of this year, some of which, for example, have been already implemented by the Department of Corrections, some of which are still pending before the legislature. So, I mean, we have taken pretty much a step-by-step approach of saying, you know, let's look at corrections, then let's look at the court system, let's look at probation, parole, and we've kind of done it sequentially. So we've done some work on pieces of it, but we have definitely not completed the work that I believe should be done. So if you'd like, I could have the work plan faxed down here.
That's what you've just said is sufficient. Thanks.
Okay. Representative Ulmer, could they finish up January 1 if we gave them half their amount?
I would say that it's really up to the legislature. If the legislature wants it to finish by January 1, then it will probably simply mean that they'll reprioritize the work and do the most important things first and drop off the rest of it. That's my guess as to what the commission will decide to do. So it's really up to us.
Representative Sharp.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. It appears that the fiscal year 91-92 and with this request, the expenditure total for this commission would be $658,000 for the three-year period. I think there's nothing like an incentive that when the money runs out, you get done. So I'd like to see it reduced so that they have an incentive to finish up.
Okay, the motion currently is to reduce that reduction to a $31,000 reduction. Anyone want to change that? Representative Sharp.
I'd like to make the reduction $100,000.
Motion is to reduce by $100,000. Is there objection? Without objection, that is accepted.
Very last one. S for...
Okay, number six, the Joint Federal State Commission on Natives. Does anyone wish to make a motion on that? Okay, we are...
Another question, just a...
Is that an ending?
Are we required for a match, or is this something that... I know it's a federal match and a state match, but is it a 50-50, 60-40,
95-5?
Yeah.
It's your... We've already done our...
Mr. Chairman, there is a letter from Mr. Eaton on the Joint Federal State Commission to review the policies and procedures affecting the Alaska Natives. And you should have them passed out on hand. And
this commission is what, about 15, 17 years old?
Okay, well,
Mr. Chairman, we have a brief readings.
Well, for this?
No, for the purpose of making another motion.
Sure. An amendment? Amendment?
Well, a very.
At 30, we will take up only item in this that we'll take up is the Department of Law, and then we'll take the front section and the formulas.
Mr. Chairman?
So, Representative Jack.
Can we go back to community reasoning first?
Pardon?
Can we go back into the community reasoning first?
Can we go back in? Do we want to do it today or tomorrow?
Oh. We can go back to it tomorrow?
Well, we're going to do amendments tomorrow. So you can change things through amendment that we've already done.
Okay, I wanted to go back and make a rescinding motion to community reasoning first.
Okay. Okay, we'll come back in an hour. Please pick up your packets. Yeah, we can do it.
Okay.
A clarifying motion on Department of Education, the specific cultural grants, 179.1. There are some people who thought we took 25% reduction and some who weren't sure, so I want to, and it's not reflected in reduction so far, so I want to make sure that. Okay, so I will move a 25% reduction in those grants. Are there objections? So I'm moving a 25% reduction in the cultural grants, a clarifying motion on education. Are there objections? Without objections, so move.
Mr. Chairman?
25% reduction.
So for an education, I wonder if someone could tell me how much money total is in the Arts Council budget?
How much what?
How much money total is in the Arts Council budget?
I don't know. In this budget, it's 179.1.
No, he asked about the Arts Council.
Arts Council. I think it's about a half a million.
Education?
830-some thousand.
Is it?
And it's about that amount comes in federal funds, too. It's a little 1.5, 2-something.
I'll get that. It's right here.
Okay, so you're not objecting to the specific cultural? Okay.
No, I just wanted some more information on the Arts Council.
On the other one?
Yes, the Arts Council.
So we have accepted a 25% reduction in specific cultural grants.
You don't need cultural grants.
Not that, Bruce.
My post down.
Hold down here.
We made the reduction of
70. Are you talking about the grants or the whole total budget?
Grants.
The grants are. $1,383,600.
How much of that is GF?
That's for just the Arts Council.
That's the Arts Council's grants. Oh, yeah. The GF, the total, this is pure GF, the grants?
No, it's not.
The grants is? GF is, general fund is $1,149,300.
Oh, this is the Arts Council.
All
there was a $70,000 reduction.
Eileen, excuse me, Madam Chair. The Arts Council grant, was that $1,300,000 in general funds?
Pardon?
$1,300,000 in general funds. There's a...
Okay, we reduced it by $75,000.
No, they just had the, Ramon had the question, how much general fund goes to the Arts Council? Mm-hmm. One's about 700,000.
3 million.
So this would be about a 10% reduction. Mm-hmm.
Okay, does anyone want to make a motion for a further reduction there? If not, we'll consider it as amendments.
I'll make a motion to reduce by additional $125,000.
Okay.
Objection.
Motion is to increase by $125,000 the reduction to the Arts Council, making a total reduction of $200,000. Representative Ulmer.
Could I just get a clarification? I've heard every number from $700,000 to $1,000,000 in terms of the general funds portion of the Arts Council budget as opposed to federal funds. Could I please get a clarification from Allison or from OMB or from somebody? I'd just like to know that before the amendment. But it doesn't tell us. Is anyone here from DOE?
There was before the break.
Yeah.
I wonder where she's getting all those ideas from.
Well, no, the ideas come out of her head. I just tell her the typing and the copy.
Well, Mr. Chairman, instead of taking the time now, maybe between now and tomorrow morning, we could find out how much is general fund, how much is needed for the match, how much gets lost if you take an additional reduction. I don't know those things.
Representative Jacko, can we consider this as an amendment?
Is this the one we can hold in abeyance?
Pardon?
Can we hold it in abeyance?
Well, how about if you write it up as an amendment?
As a reduction?
A reduction amendment, yeah. That's what we're going to consider tomorrow as amendments.
That's fine.
Okay, we'll go back to Department of Law.
What tab?
L.
Department of Law is under J, I think.
J for Justice.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
On page 1, option 1, fair business practices, I'd like to move the figure there for a reduction of $160,500. And if we have any questions, we have Mr. Steve Hall here who will speak on it.
Motion is to reduce it by 160.5. Is there objection?
Objection.
There is objection.
I want to understand what that does. That is antitrust and consumer protection. What is it that we're reducing by the amendment?
Chairman, Representative Boyer, that reduction would have the effect of eliminating an attorney position and a paralegal position. The attorney position would result in a reduction in the work we do in antitrust, principally the salmon price fixing matter. The paralegal would come out of the Fairbanks Consumer Protection Office and obviously have a concomitant decrease in our ability to handle those complaints.
Representative Barnes.
Well, Mr. Chairman, under that component of $678,100, it seems to me that certainly you could take the reduction out of something other than the Consumer Protection Agency, since I happen to know it's probably one of your smallest staffed ones. Comment, please.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Barnes, In order of our priorities, the Attorney General has made it crystal clear to me that if he has to cut, it's going to be with the first priority being fair business practices and then equal reductions in the civil and criminal divisions. In terms of core state functions, that's the way the Attorney General sees it.
Mr. Chairman. Representative Larson, what number did you move?
160.5 as an amount for a reduction.
670. That'll be 570.
So, the point I tried to make to Mr. Cole, maybe I didn't make myself clear, or maybe it eluded him on purpose, was that it seems to me that the Attorney General could make the decision not to cut out the consumer protection wing, because we're not talking about prosecution and legal services, at least at this point, are we? And the number he moved was off the fair business practice section.
That's correct.
Representative Barnes, we could move the 160.5 and we could take the reductions out of the antitrust rather than consumer protection. Is that what you'd like to do? Representative Jackal.
So, if I understood this correctly, then this reduction would result in no more work being done on the antitrust suit that's going on right now with the salmon the processors antitrust suit?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Jackal, no, that's not correct. It would result in a slowdown in our ability to prosecute that case. It would result in less manpower available to prosecute, but it would not result in our complete cessation of prosecution. It would just mean we wouldn't have as much to devote to that particular issue.
Are there objections to the motion?
Chair?
What motion are you?
Motion is 160.5 reduction in the fair business practices.
Well,
option one.
Without taking it from consumer protection.
Thank you.
Is there objection? Without objections, that's accepted. Representative Larson.
Okay, without taking it from consumer protection, was part of the motion in that passed?
That was.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to move options two, both portions there, the prosecution and the legal services, that for reductions in the prosecution line item, we put in a figure of $300,000 even. And for legal services, we put in a figure of 315.2 for the amount to be reduced.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Ulmer.
Could we divide the question, please?
Okay. We could divide the question. We could take them one at a time. Representative Brown.
Thank you. Mr. Hall, were you able during the break to get that information I was speaking of the disparity and how you spread the cuts between prosecution and legal services in the first information that was presented to the committee?
No, I was not. I tried. There was nobody in the administrative services section.
Mr. Chairman?
Larson.
Yeah, just for the committee's information, what this would basically do under prosecution, it would mean that six attorney positions would have to be deleted statewide, and additionally, seven more attorney positions would have to remain vacant. But under legal services, it would mean that five attorney positions would have to be deleted throughout the state, and another five positions would have to remain vacant.
Senator Brown?
Well, considering that the department has already chosen to reduce reduce prosecution and to add to legal services, I'd rather take the whole amount out of legal services and not out of prosecution.
Mr. Chairman, I'd have to ask for a response from the department.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Brown, all I can tell you is the Attorney General's very clear priority is that once we get past consumer protection, if reductions have to be made in legal services and or prosecution, that they be equal reductions.
Representative Ulmer.
Mr. Chairman, I feel quite strongly that the cuts not come out of prosecution. We are already in a position where a fair amount of the crimes that are being committed are being charge bargained. They've been reduced considerably. We can see that. We've heard testimony on it. I don't feel comfortable reducing the prosecution level in this state any further than it's being reduced. And what information we have about the rate at which crimes are being committed, I think this is not a good idea. So that's why I asked for the question to be divided, because I really don't think that this is a good idea.
Make a motion to amend the motion.
Representative Barnes.
Mr. Chairman, I move to amend the motion that the total amount as represented by Representative Larson comes out of the Civil Division.
Are there objections?
What would be the impact?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Larson, the impact will be there would be fewer civil cases prosecuted. We would be less able to defend the state in general litigation arising from civil matters. We would be unable to do an adequate job, in my judgment, in prosecuting child protection matters, those arising from the Department of Health and Social Services. It just means that, generally speaking, our ability to respond on the civil side would be that much diminished.
Mr. Chairman, we had a motion to accept option number one, which is $300,000 reduction. We had conversation, and then we got on to discussing legal services, and now we have another motion that maybe we could identify it more with reduction numbers than.
The motion currently is to take 615.2 out of legal services.
Thank you. How do you determine which departments will have to RSA money to law for legal support and which ones will be supported out of the general funds of the Department of Law?
It's based on our budget structure and the existing level of support we have allocated to the general fund, and the budget is put together predicated upon program receipts, which is the RSA process. So going into the front end of the budget process, that is set out.
So if this reduction were taken and you found yourself unable to provide the same level of support for the agencies, would you have the option of passing those costs on to the agencies and simply saying, if this is critical, you're going to have to come up with the money to pay for it? Is that option available to you?
I suppose that, Mr. Chairman, Representative Brown, is a technical matter. The answer is yes. As a practical matter, what we're finding is that as our general funds are reduced, the same thing is happening in every other department. The amount they have available for contractual services or RSAs is going down. So as is generally the case when government is reduced, those less able to look after themselves don't get looked after, and that's probably what's going to happen.
Representative Copeland.
Yes, I feel that, the Department of Law has never necessarily been one of my favorite departments, but it is a really fundamental operation of the state government. And in many of these areas, if we wish to reduce this Department of Law, both in the legal services and prosecutions and all, and even legal services, I think that the only thing we can really do is to change the statutes, not to place such a burden on them. And because if we, shall we say, dismantle or take the bullets out of their six gun, that essentially what we're doing with many of these statutes that we put into effect is not just sending signals, but we're just sending smoke signals that have no impression. So I hate to say it, but I do support the Department of Law's budget, even over some of the others that are dearer to my heart.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, in a lot of ways, I'm really glad to see all the support for prosecution. I only hope that we have some jails to put them in after we get done with prosecuting.
Not to worry, we'll have yours empty.
Okay, the motion is to reduce the legal services portion in Department of Law by $615,200. Are there objections?
Yes, I'll note an objection.
There is objection.
Question.
Question?
Better wait a second.
Mr. Chair?
There was a motion. Wasn't there a motion on the floor to put it into both of these?
Mm-hmm. That was the original motion.
And then it was an amended motion, so now if we rescind this motion, we'll be back to the original motion?
Yep.
If we don't, if we fail on this motion, we'll be back to the original motion.
If we fail this motion, we can't accept another motion.
No, we'll be back to the original motion, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Could you clarify?
The motion, how about if we just withdraw all the motions and we start over? Representative Larson. One at a time. One agency at a time. I mean, one BRU at a time.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we adopt option number 2 in relation to prosecution in the amount of a reduction of $300,000.
Is there objection?
Yes.
There is objection. Secretary will call
Mr.
the roll.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to speak to the objection.
Representative Barnes.
Because I can see the handwriting on the wall and what's coming down the pike here. If we don't adopt this one after the motion to combine them into legal services, and I think there's pretty strong feeling on this committee that prosecution should take precedence, then we will end up with a very small reduction on the Department of Law.
Representative Barnes, if we don't, let's handle this one on its own and we can debate the level of reduction to legal services after we finish. Would that be acceptable?
Go right ahead.
Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Ulmer.
No.
Representative Boyer.
No.
Representative Barnes.
Yes.
Representative Brown.
No.
Representative Jacko.
Yes.
Representative Kopanen.
No.
Representative Larson.
Yes.
Representative Phillips.
Yes.
Representative Sharp.
Yes.
Representative Navarre.
No.
Representative McLean.
Yes.
Six yay, five nay.
Motion carried.
Motion
legal services.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that we accept option on the legal services, the reduction amount to be 315.2.
Are there objections?
Okay.
There is objection. Anyone else want to change the motion? Okay, the motion is to reduce it by 315.2. Secretary, call the roll.
Representative Boyer.
Yes.
Representative Barnes.
Yes.
Representative Brown.
Yes.
Representative Jacko.
Yes.
Representative Kopanen.
No.
Representative Larson.
Yes.
Representative Phillips.
Yes.
Representative Sharp.
Yes.
Representative Ulmer.
No.
Representative Navarre.
Yes.
Representative McLean.
Yes.
Nine yay, two nay.
Okay, we'll consider further amendments to the Department of Law tomorrow under amendments. What else did we have to do? Anything else? In this? I think we're finished with this.
I have a constituent who, with his secretary, would have taken up the whole $200,000.
Okay, let's move to. What's the preference? Should we go to the front section or formulas first?
Front section.
All right.
Given that the front section contains several formulas, maybe it would be more efficient to deal with big policy issues than to do that in the language.
When we deal with them, we can just say that we're going to adjust them to whatever.
Okay.
Whatever the amount of the decision. Okay, section 1. Highway and aviation fuel tax.
Where is this at? What are we on?
I move section 1.
Excuse me.
Object just to find where I got everything here.
There we are.
What's the document?
One section that's at this one.
Representative Vollmer.
Mr. Chairman, now that we've cut somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 to 13 prosecutors out statewide, I wonder if we could ask that the public defender's budget be reviewed and just ask the chairman of that subcommittee to think about between now and tomorrow what makes sense given what we've just done.
Representative Brown, could we ask you to do that?
Sure. I'd ask the department for their help. But.
Okay, let's do the front section. I move section one. It's just the highway fuel tax account. The objection without a Representative Barnes.
This is the amount that we're presently collecting.
That's correct. We would have to adjust this if House Bill 575 is adopted.
And under that, the aviation fuel tax, why is it was written in 12 million and now 11,500,000.
Leak in the tank.
Excuse me?
Revised estimate.
Okay.
Your objection to section one. Without objection, section one is adopted. I move section two. Federal receipts. Without objection, section two is adopted. I move section three. Federal and program receipts. I move section, without objection, section 3 is adopted. I move section 4. Without objection, section 4 is accepted. I move section 5. Without objection, section 5 is adopted. Section 6 may not be needed in.
I would object to that one.
Yeah, why don't you join us, Allison? We'll need this if we put them all the formulas. And the governor's budget splits out the formulas and the agency operations into two bills, correct?
Yes. With the exception of the school debt retirement and shared taxes, which are front sections in this bill. The discussion that we had was putting the balancing appropriations into 406, and that's all this reflects.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Barnes.
What I would like to know is how much money is left in. This doesn't say the statutory budget reserve fund, but I'm assuming that's what it is.
Yeah.
How much money is left in it? We'll have an estimate for you on Monday along with a spending plan that reflects all of the actions before you're asked to move the bill out. The last estimate I saw, I believe, indicated about 30 to 35 million would be left at the end of this fiscal year.
Their objection to section 6. Without objection, section 6 is accepted.
For inclusion in HB 406?
Yes, in 405, actually. That's the bill we're going to be dealing with.
This note, Mr. Chairman, says delete in HB 405.
Just ignore the deletion language.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, which bill did you want it in, then the formula bill or this bill? This is 405 well, you're looking at right now.
Right. Well, actually, I guess I'm wondering if we want to use two bills or one bill. Representative Brown?
Two?
Three. Okay.
Just because, Mr. Chairman, I think it is a good idea to go ahead and we'll help with public understanding of the structure of the budget and what a large part of the budget is passed through formulas.
All right. We'll put it then in House Bill 406. Their objection. Without objection, that's accepted. I move Section 7. Without objection, Section 7 is accepted. I move section 8.
Before you go further,
Representative McClain.
Under section 7B, could you explain that a little bit?
Mr. Chairman, Representative McClain, this section has been in the General Appropriations Act now for about 4 years. It is to allow receipt of insurance claims which are not generally considered program receipts by our program receipt bill, puts them under the same compliance provisions as program receipts would be. They have to come to LBNA.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, move Section 8.
Question, how much in revenue anticipation those have been issued in the past year, and how much do we anticipate next year?
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe we've ever issued revenue anticipation notes. This is just a
boilerplate.
One of those boilerplate type sections.
Move. Is there objection to Section 8? Without objection, Section 8 is adopted. I move Section 9. Without objection, Section 9 is accepted. I move Section 10. Without objection, Section 10 is accepted. I move Section 11.
Just a question.
Representative McClain.
Yes, just an explanation what cost this rebate.
These are part of, Madam Chair, these are part of the bond covenants for the bonds issued by the International Airport Revenue Fund. It goes part and parcel with the way that the bond itself is structured.
Mundane stuff, right?
Mr. Chairman, before we leave that page, what is the amount of dollars we're talking about under Section 9? Section 9 is further described in Section 13. It is, again, a boilerplate section in case the estimate of payment that actually has to be made is wrong. It indicates the...
Geo-debt.
Yeah, it indicates that general obligation debt is paid regardless of the amount, and then the amount is later appropriated, and you'll find that in Section 13.
Any objections? Section 11 is accepted. Section 12. I move Section 12.
Just one question on Section 12, Mr. Chairman.
Section
11. I don't know whether... Just a question. I don't know whether we have the answer here or not, but it just popped into my mind. On those lease payments to the City of Seward and the City of Palmer, it seems to me that those lease payments are due on the pretrial facility, which Corrections is attempting to close down. So I just pointed it out to the committee.
You get your courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's your courthouse.
Yeah. Is it the courthouse? Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're not trying to close Seward's jail.
There are further objections to Section 12.
It's not yet.
Without objection, Section 12 is accepted. I move Section 13. General obligation bond. Without objection, Section 13 is accepted. I move Section 14 with the caveat that we adjust it to whatever decision we make in the formulas for that amount.
Okay.
Without objection, Section 14 is accepted. I move Section 15. Any objections? Section 15 is accepted. I move Section 16, inflation proofing.
I just have a question. What if we don't have the funds to inflation proof?
Well, they come out of permanent fund receipts.
B.
That's subsection B.
It should not be subsection B, but I think that's going to be enough.
We should do subsection B.
No, we should do A and not B.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you. Suppose the undistributed income account or the dividend fund or whatever you want to call it were used for something else and there wasn't enough money for inflation proofing. Where would it come from?
That's what this item is.
The Section B takes it out of the earnings reserve account. If there's no money in the earnings reserve account, I presume it would not happen.
Well, not necessarily.
I think that's something we ought to check on to make sure it doesn't come out of the general fund.
Well,
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Ullman.
It is true that the first call by statute is for the dividends. So the dividends get paid first. Inflation proofing gets paid second, and whatever is not there doesn't get paid. There's actually a provision in the statute that says once the earnings reserve account is empty, then there's kind of an amount kept how much you need to inflation-proof. The next time the earnings reserve fund has money in it, then it's supposed to be paid out for inflation-proofing. But there's no reference in that statute to the general fund at all.
Their objection to Section 16. Section 16 is adopted. I move Section 17. Without objection, Section 17 is adopted. I move Section 18. Without objection, Section 18 is accepted. I move Section 19. Without objection, Section 19 is accepted. I move Section 20. Without objection, Section 20 is accepted. I move Section 22. Again, we may need to adjust that if there are changes.
No.
Representative Brown?
I think Section 22 is the estimated amount to be generated by the 5 cent per barrel tax. That's just an updated revenue estimate.
Yes.
Okay. Representative McClain?
Yes, I had a question on how the $27 million would be appropriated.
We have...
That's a subsequent section in the bill.
Their objection to Section 22. Without objection, Section 22 is accepted. Move Section 23. Without objection, Representative Brown.
What's the reason for the reduction here in Section 23?
Mr. Chairman, this was an amendment submitted by the administration, and we discussed in the general fund reduction portion. We had that number in the loan subcommittee and couldn't quite make the match work. It turns out that the federal funds had been overstated as well, and this accurately reflects what they anticipate.
Thank you.
Without objection, Section 23 is accepted. I move Section 24, Representative Boyer.
It just needs to have a technical change, I think, on right after A, the sum of 125 instead of 450.
Right.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Brown.
My understanding is that it's acceptable to OMB if subsection B goes back into the body of the budget. In fact, it was not clear whether OMB wanted all of Section 24 back in the budgets of the three respective agencies. If I could ask Cheryl Frasca for clarification of what we're doing here with this.
Thank you. Representative Brown, it's our sense was individual department subcommittees were addressing the wetlands as they considered each department's budget. So it's the committee's option if they want to do it in the front section or consider it as a
We did it in the budget too.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
Representative Brown,
I will offer a technical amendment tomorrow to show subsection B in the DEC budget.
Okay. So section B.
Well, Representative Brown, why don't we make one amendment just to spread it through the three departments?
Okay.
Or the two departments.
I would move that we spread all three sections A, B, and C into the appropriate departments. Exactly.
Section 24. Then we'll have a technical amendment tomorrow.
No, I think it's understood.
I think it's understood if the analysts can follow what we're doing.
Okay. Screeny?
You want to do that now?
Just that
right.
Was
it. Spread into the
right.
It goes, and DECs, I believe, goes into the water quality.
Okay.
Right. And DNRs is in the Division of Water.
Okay. Without objection, that is accepted for... spreading and be spread in a budget. Okay, Section 25. I move Section 25.
With regard to what the local revenue is in 406, was this going for?
Mr. Chairman, Section 25 and Section 14 are both considered formula programs. If you wanted to move those two sections into 406 so that you showed all formula programs, you would want those two sections, and there is a third one, Section 28.
Thank you very much. I would move Section
Mr. Chairman?
25 and 28.
Representative Larson.
Yeah, in regards to Section 25, we also discussed at one time a 2% fee before the money was distributed. And we also discussed at one time the fee, and then it's 50-50 match. So with my recommendation that we don't do that if we're looking at revenue sharing or municipal assistance and so forth. But I don't know how you want to handle Section 25 now in order to keep some of those eventual options open.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe that you need to make any changes as you're just citing the payment under statute. And if you adopted the proposals that Representative Larson has discussed, you'd be amending the statute itself. So this reference would still be appropriate.
Okay. Yeah.
And maybe I should make it clear that I'm not making those recommendations. Yeah. The chairman has been asked to bring it up for discussion. So.
Okay, and Section 14, Section 25.
28.
And Section
28.
Those, their objection to putting those in the formula bill. That objection, those sections will be reflected in a formula bill. I move Section 26. Representative Brown.
Thank you. I assume somebody else is going to conform this when all the dust settles about where everything went.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Brown, as soon as you've finished and we've compiled all of those decisions into the computer system, we should be able to identify the appropriate numbers here.
I move, without objection, Section 26 is accepted.